Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
I had something that I wanted to ask you guys about.
You did.
Because I have a commute again, which means that I am trapped in a box with myself and my thoughts.
A dangerous place to be.
Truly. So I have a couple exploratory questions first before I get to the main one.
Okay.
Are either of you familiar with 3D Doritos?
I have like a passing familiarity with them. They have never entered my mouth.
Now, does 3D, is that some kind of like extreme marketing thing?
Yes.
Is this going to be like triple flavor blasted because it does, or is it like a Dorito that has some height to it?
I'm going to send you an image.
It's the latter, if I remember correctly. It's like a Dorito they filled with air, so it's still the same amount of Dorito, but they can make it sound cooler. Yeah, it's just a Dorito they filled with air.
What I'm looking at looks like a dry, hollow pizza bite.
It's the husk of pizza bites past.
Yeah, truly. like I would expect something tangy and to be inside, and I think I would be disappointed.
Well, what you found here is a pizza bite fossil.
I am on the Doritos history wiki, which does exist.
I'm so happy to know that.
Just to get some fun facts, Doritos 3D.
Before we move on, who curates the Doritos history, whatever?
It's the people, man.
So this is not an official thing.
No, this is on fandom.com.
Okay.
So it's fans of Doritos.
I just wanted to distinguish between like who makes Doritos.
Worse.
Is it Lay's?
I think it might be a Frito-Lay.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's one of the two. But
Frito-Lay is the company.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if it was an official like a state-sponsored timeline, if you will, or if it was like open information by the people.
Yeah, an officially sponsored Doritos history wiki makes a certain amount of sense. Like, you expect companies to reach that level of pathetic about themselves. A fan-sponsored Doritos history wiki? That's a lot of free time and a lot of Dorito thoughts that somebody is having by themselves.
This is only tangentially related to my larger topic, but I'm going down quite a rabbit hole right now on the Doritos history wiki. Just some quick fun facts. They were released in January of 1998, and they were discontinued in 2004. So they lasted a lot longer than I remember.
I didn't realize that these were around that early. I thought these were a more recent abomination.
Oh, no. And it's important to my story that they were around that early, because the date is essential.
Okay.
But also, real quick, I do want to say that there is a section on this wiki called petitiononchange.org. Apparently, there was a petition about the 3D Doritos on change.org. It got 765 followers. And the headline was, "Bring Doritos 3Ds back. Bring Doritos 3Ds back. Here is the reason: because they were important to Doritos history and they were delicious."
Isn't change.org meant for like political change?
Yes.
Or is it just like anything that you want to change at this point?
I mean, it's both.
I mean, you open it up to the internet at large and it really,
that thing is going to get full of Bodie McBoat faces.
Yeah, you are asking for a specific kind of result.
A quick second tangent before you get to your main point.
I hope this is going to be easy enough to follow.
I may have mentioned this here before, but you know Danny, guested on our show twice.
Mm-hmm.
One of her favorite things to do if she's like having a bad day is to go to the Facebook fan pages for fast food restaurants and read the comments. Because the revolution we're actually going to see in the world is not going to be political. It's going to be for, I don't even remember which taco it was that Taco Bell stopped having, but there are people very mad about it.
I think that they recently discontinued the double decker.
They did not. That's still happening.
I think that's on the list.
I put that one on my face last week.
Okay.
I mean, if they do, fine, whatever. they discontinued it from a meal. Yeah, if you're looking like the kind of people who make a Doritos history wiki and create a change.org petition to save a snack food are the kind of people commenting on fast food Facebook pages, and it will absolutely cheer you up.
So neither of you have had these Doritos?
No.
No, I have never experienced this.
I have had these Doritos, and it was on exactly one occasion.
Okay.
Second exploratory question. Do either of you recall the Matthew Broderick starring Godzilla film?
I recall it.
I do not.
Carmen, did you know it existed?
I mean, I knew that Godzilla films existed. I don't know if I have, if I've hit the Venn diagram where Godzilla meets Matthew Broderick.
Okay. I should say I know it exists. I have not actually seen it, but I'm aware of the movie of which you speak.
I would like to point out that it was released in 1998.
Okay.
Does that date sound familiar?
I mean, that's a Doritos date.
That's when Metal Gear Solid came out, right?
It is. It was a very good year for video games and a very bad year for Godzilla and Doritos.
and the trifecta.
It was the dark years for Doritos and Godzilla. But the golden age of video games.
So, an anecdote before I get to my main point. are we all following so far?
Yeah, sure.
I'm with you.
It's a lot of setup, I know. This weekend, we were finishing up moving, and I made a stop at the Book Nook, which is a local book and media sort of trade and buy store, used store.
Yeah.
I was trading in some stuff because I didn't want to pack it and move it, but I also was looking for DVDs.
Oh, you always got to be on the hunt for those good ones.
Yeah, because otherwise those good dog movies slip through your fingers.
Specifically, I wanted Godzilla 2014 with Bryan Cranston.
Ooh.
Because I do have Kong Skull Island and just recently got Godzilla King of the Monsters. So I figured, well, I should have the whole series. So I should get that first one. And they did have a copy on Blu-ray, but they also had Godzilla 1998. And I haven't seen this movie since then because it's very bad. And even then, as a fucking 8-year-old child, I knew it was very bad. Like it's so bad, even I don't like it.
This is the movie. Yeah, this is the movie.
This is a man who wanted to put Food Fight the DVD in a place of honor. So that just for those of you who don't know Tyler as well as we do, the weight of that statement is mighty.
Mm-hmm. Gordy, what was your question?
This is the movie where Godzilla tries to like hide behind the buildings, right?
And succeeds.
And succeeds
from helicopters.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, it is the film where there is a scene where they are piling a lot of fish in the middle of New York City, and Matthew Broderick looks at it, and he turns to a man, and he says, "That's a lot of fish." And the man says nothing in response, because what the fuck do you say to that?
I would also say nothing, because all I could think of to say is, like, well...
Correct.
Well, yeah. I suppose it is a lot of fish.
Anyway... In this used bookstore that also sells DVDs, I looked at that cover of that DVD, and just like the logo of the film, like the specific font branding, brought back a rushing sense memory of the taste of 3D Doritos, which is forever intertwined with Godzilla 1998.
So do you own that movie now?
I do not.
Okay.
I refuse to.
So you came across that you weren't looking for it?
No, I was looking for Godzilla 2014.
2014, that's right. Okay. You didn't find that one.
I did.
You did find it.
but for the briefest moment, in the back of my throat, I could taste 3D Doritos.
The ghost of 3D Doritos haunts the DVD copy of the 1998 Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
So my question is, do either of you have weird sense memories like that that you've experienced?
I'm sure that I do. I can't think of a specific example, but my first thought is, could you harness this power? You know how people have like a mind palace where they envision like storing information in like a mental space?
Yes. Can I interrupt again very briefly?
Yes.
For another brief rabbit hole. I'm just looking at the main page of Google for Godzilla 1998, where it gives like the stats on the film on the side. It says that the film is 2 hours and 20 minutes long. And one of the top results from YouTube is all Godzilla scenes in Godzilla 1998. And the video is 11 minutes long.
Ooh.
It is a 2 hour Godzilla film with 11 minutes of Godzilla in it.
That's the only review you need of that.
Anyway, you were saying,
could you use this concept of the sense memory, the taste memory,
yeah,
to build your own like taste station's palace, where you maybe through the many flavors of Doritos that are out there, you force yourself to associate specific pieces of information with the different good Dorito tastes.
I think this was Wonka's end game, wasn't it?
He was trying to program the human brain with many candies.
Well, he was trying to program state secrets into Gobstoppers.
Is that what that was?
And he was hacking the government with good sweet sugar.
I mean, yeah, Wonka had state secrets. I think we can agree that like either he had them or he knew how to get them.
Yeah, you don't get an army of Oompa Loompas without hacking something.
He wanted in the hands of every child a gobstopper that would teach them the nuclear codes and also taste like Thanksgiving dinner.
It was the gum that tasted like dinner. It was the gobstoppers that were everlasting, and that was the real. That was why the state secrets are encoded in them. Because,
well, he's not going to show them the Thanksgiving nuclear code gobstoppers. That's not, I mean, for the could. Maybe that's not like, for the factory floor tour.
Well, maybe like the outer layers of gobstopper are all like fruity flavors, and on the inside is like the very core of the gobstopper. If you can suck on it for that long, it is a Thanksgiving turkey with nuclear codes.
But I mean, they never end, so you're never gonna get to the end part of the gobstopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, canonically,
it doesn't work like that.
It's the Stanley Parable of candy.
Was the gobstopper everlasting in the chance of a nuclear winter?
You mean to prevent one?
No, to last throughout one.
To survive one. So you always have like a small amount of sugar nutrition.
Yeah.
Just enough
after,
to keep you going.
After the apocalypse, the things remaining are cockroaches, Twinkies, and gobstoppers.
I mean, again, by the book, all you need is one, and you've got like you have all of these, it's like a full meal in like a little ball.
Yeah, so that I don't think the gobstoppers were the meal ones. I'm pretty sure that was the stick of gum.
But his purpose for making the everlasting, like stated in either the book or the film, I can't recall, was for kids who were poor, right?
Right. So they didn't have money for new candy.
Yeah.
Our intern is causing all kinds of problems, and she also briefly wrapped herself in a blanket toga.
She has opinions about gobstoppers and Godzilla 1998.
She knows the state secrets embedded in the core of a gobstopper, and also that it was the gum that was the meals.
To answer your question, Gordy, I would very much like to try to create a mind palace for good tastes and not 3D Doritos, which is currently my mind palace.
So did 3D Doritos taste significantly different from 2D Doritos?
Yes, and they were bad. That's why I don't understand the change.org petition, which said they were delicious, because they were not.
Like, I could understand maybe if it was regular Dorito flavors and it's just a little bit of puffier air. But right now they just look like, it's like Bugles. Do you remember Bugles?
I do.
I remember.
Yeah. Witch fingers.
Yeah, these are Bugles that you can't put on your fingers and terrify people with. So they're useless Bugles. They're broken Bugles. And if they don't even taste like a Dorito, sorry, history of Doritos advocates.
So are you telling me they taste like significantly different than Dorito?
I am saying this to you. They did.
What? But they're called Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Isn't it a different chip?
They're called 3D Doritos.
Yeah, but like, but that, the name 3D Doritos implies to me that it is the same chip. It's just in a fun shape.
And it would have been great if they had somehow found a way to make pyramids out of, or like fucking four-sided dice out of Doritos.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Because then they're actually useful. You can play with them.
But as you can see, what they did instead was make, like, stale cheese air pizza pockets.
Right.
You think they kept the Doritos name because it had the fun D sound to go with the 3D, and they couldn't just come up with a new D-sounding chip name, like
Cheese Crunch. Pocket.
Now, it has to be a D, so it can be, like, 3D Dangle Crunch.
Dangle Crunch. Dangle Crunch has some power to it.
Dangle Crunch seems like I'm going to have to work for it, though. and I don't know about that. But I, yeah, but like the chips that I earn because I have an adult job and adult money, and I can go to a place that has them and say, hello, shopkeeper in America, please give me the chips that I crave.
Somebody somewhere decided that these cheese triangles had monetary value.
Yeah, and like we all agree, which is why we're willing to pay for them. There is a demand. It's called the free market. Look it up.
I'm just saying that the Dangle Crisps or whatever it was, Dangle Crunch.
TM.
It acknowledges the work you put in to achieve it.
How so?
I mean, the name that makes you feel like you have to work for it. You have to work for every chip you get, unless you're a kid. Because if you're a kid, you're a freeloader. It's just the rules. I don't make them.
All right, how do you feel about this? On the bag, it says 3D Dangle Crunch, not for kids.
Perfect. Perfect chip.
Not for kids.
Yeah, and money only, not for kids.
If we have learned anything from Trix, it just makes it way more appealing.
Yeah, we need to make something to get back at those little bastards.
It's true. They were terrible.
Who took all the tricks from us.
Just because they have tricks and we...
Yeah, I guess, and we no longer do.
By international law, are not allowed to eat tricks anymore.
The day that I got my cap and gown, they confiscated all my tricks.
They do that. Nobody tells you that, like, after you graduate, the FBI raids your house.
It's true. They find under your floorboards your secret trick stash. You're given like an honorary pair of bunny ears as a signifier that you are not, in fact, allowed to have these.
You have been tricked.
You've been tricked, exactly.
You are the bunny man now.
You're the...
So maybe
remember that dog. Sean Connery movie? where he tries to steal that youth's tricks?
Uh-huh.
I just got two simultaneous ideas for the Dangle Crunch bag design.
Yeah.
The first one is a very menacing-looking bearded man.
Yeah.
Eating the chips in a pair of bunny ears.
Yeah.
The second one...
Donnie Darko vibes coming off this bag of chips.
That's the thing. It led me to Donnie Darko, and the second one is like, what if you mix the Trix rabbit design with the Donnie Darko rabbit design, and that's our mascot for Dangle Crunch, not for kids.
So like a half-diseased cartoon rabbit.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is what happened to the Trix rabbit.
Pockets.
The Trix rabbit couldn't get his kick, so he made Dangle Crunch. And now kids can't have that. Fuck you, kids.
very willing to bet that Donnie Darko's weird rabbit, like dark rabbit cereal, would have sold very well. Maybe not anymore, but once upon a time, that would have been a thing, like, for sure.
In the early aughts, to the middle school to college crowd.
Yes, exactly.
Now, if you put Dangle Crunch chips in milk, is it now just a savory cereal?
I think the problem with Dangle Crunch, which is now the code word for 3D Doritos, is that they didn't have anything in them. It was just air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was some kind of secret treat or, like, a cheese sauce inside.
I mean, it just, like, I'm looking at this picture right now, and that looks like just the perfect delivery mechanism for something wet and gooey and delicious. Like, and if I bit into that and it was just nothing but like, stale air inside, I'd be so mad.
Just stale dust.
I don't know how much of the pitter-patter of intern feet is picking up in my mic, but if
all
you're
of
hearing,
it.
Yeah, quite okay. A lot of it, actually.
Yeah, so apologies for some of that sound, but yeah, our intern is now free and full speed.
It's time for the zoomies.
Well, I think we fixed Doritos in our patented way by making them a nightmare cereal. I don't have any sense memories that I can think of.
I asked a question.
That's gotta Whoops. Be a, I think that's a thing that, like, when it happens, it makes an impression. And if you don't write that down in a mysterious and unexplained message to your two co-hosts, it just kind of vanishes from your memory.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.